こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、性差別や人種差別を取り除き多様性を確保した採用ができるとの謳い文句で、 AI を使って採用や面接を行うツールが販売されており、導入する企業が年々増えていますが、ケンブリッジ大学の研究チームが現時点での AI 採用はブラックボックスで疑似科学的な性格分析に過ぎないケースが多く危険であると指摘しています。実験では面接の際に候補者が服装や光の加減を変えるだけで分析の結果が大幅に変わったほか、過去のデータをもとにアルゴリズムを改良していくため結果的に多様性よりも均一性が高まる可能性があります。2020年に500社を対象に実施された調査では 24% がすでに AI 採用を導入しており、 56% が今後1年間で導入予定と答えていました。
AI tools used in recruitment and job interviews, which claim to eliminate gender and race biases from the hiring process, are increasingly utilized by companies every year. However, according to researchers at Cambridge University, current AI recruiting tools are a black box.And they often do no more than some pseudo-scientific character analysis and may actually be dangerous. In their experiments, the AI sometimes evaluated candidates very differently if they changed the lighting or attire. Furthermore, as the algorithm is trained on past data, it may tend towards uniformity rather than diversity. In a survey of 500 companies conducted in 2020, 24% of them already utilized AI recruiting toolsAnd 56% plan to incorporate them within the next year.
そう、まあすごい AI らしい問題ではあるんだけど、その顔写真を見て評価することで性格を解釈するみたいな。で、そのビッグファイブ、あの外交性、快活さ、オープンマインドさ、良心、神経症、ニューロティシズムとかのスコアリングをするんだよね。ただその、フィードされてるその学習用の画像の共通パターンに基づいて性格を予測するっていう風に訓練されてるわけだから、例えば性格とその写真自体の明るさとか、その本来無関係な要素の間に相関関係を見出しちゃうっていうことがよくあるっていう、
うん、
だからこの過去に雇ったこの人たちはいい人でしたみたいな、例えばあると、その写真があるとして、その写真の明るさが結構明るかった場合、新しい候補者の写真がちょっと暗めだったら、この人はじゃあ性格が良くないかもみたいな、まあ極端な例だけど、
うん、
まあ、そういうふうに関係ないところで判断しちゃってることがあると。だから今回の実験でもそうやって服装とか光の加減を変えるだけでその人の性格のスコアっていうのがものすごく変わってきちゃうみたいな、
うん、
だからそもそもちゃんと判断できてんのかよくわからんっていうのがもう一つの問題で、もう一つはその、まあ、差別をなくせるみたいな風に言ってるけど、とか、まあ多様性を増やせるっていう風に歌ってるものが多いけど、結局はその企業側が考える理想の候補者、こういう人みたいな、それとマッチさせることを目標に設定されているので、まあ、すでにいる人たちと同じような人とか、うん、同じような傾向の人ばっかりを集めてしまう、それ以外の人はもうどんどんフィルターにかけて落としちゃう可能性がありますよっていう。
Are there examples or are there AI recruiting tools that work effectively? Or are they, because there areVarious tools. It's not like they're all the same, right? So
yeah, だから多分顔を判断要素に使ってるやつもあれば、今回みたいにそうじゃなくて、その日本だと多分履歴書とか ES を見て合格率を判定するみたいなやつを使ってる企業もあるし、だその日本って同じ時期に就活しちゃうから全員が、まあ、大学生はだからね、大量の履歴書が届いちゃうから、それを精査するのに人力じゃなくてある程度こう、まあ、あと以前多分あれどこだったっけ、なんかすごい炎上したその、内定を辞退する確率を こう出してで辞退する確率が高い人はちょっと落とすとか、そういうこう本人が本当はどう思ってるか分かんないけど、うん、その数字で勝手に判断するみたいなのがあって、多分過去に炎上してたと思うけど、right. そう。
I think a lot of these problems are the same problems that we have with humans involved in recruiting. And I think the AI tools are an effort to minimize some of the negative biases that humans tend to have and or might have when evaluating candidates. So, and I'm wondering, is it just a matter of improving these AI recruiting tools, or are they suggesting that AI recruiting tools are just not the answer? You know?
あの、この、ここに書いてあったのは EU が新しく AI 法みたいなのを提案していて、そこでは AI を使った採用ソフトウェアをもう高リスクっていうふうに分類してるっていう。だから基本的に今って規制がほとんどなく展開されてしまっているのと、提供している側が独自に開発しているから、やっぱブラックボックスでどうなってるのかよくわからない。
Right.
まあまあ、まあ、売られてるし買ってるしっていう。
Can we change the black box part? Because I feel like we kind of, I don't know if it's knowable because of the complexity of this evolving algorithm, but also it being a black box might be necessary to prevent people from gaming the system. So like Google's search algorithm, for example, they try to maintain it as a secret. You know, it's supposed to be opaque.
Yeah, だ今回もその、まあ、よく使われているような AI 採用のモデルをチームが作って実験しているんだけど、それを公開してるんだよね。だから、mm. 例えばこれを使って自分訓練しようとすれば、まあ、できなくはない。要は AI に好まれるような写真とか AI に好まれる AI というか、まあこういうソフトに好まれると思われる、
うん、
あの喋り方とか表情とかそういうのをこっちが訓練してそれに寄せていくこともできなくはない、
うん、
からじゃあなんそれって何なんだみたいな、まあ、その相手が人間でも当然ね面接の時にじゃあ不愛想でいるよりはにっこりした方がいいとかそういうのはあるわけだけど。
Should we just take that out of, you know, should we just not have face, you know, your clothing and lighting, should we just not give that to the AI? What, do you think that might be better?
うん、まあ、この性格をさスコアリングするっていうのはちょっとね、まあ、ここで疑似科学って言われてたけど、さすがにさ、まあ、人間でも難しいし AI でもね、その顔写真一個見てその人はあすごいクローズマインデッドっぽいみたいなさ、それはちょっとさすがに、
well, なんていうの、
勝手にそれを判断されてるのも嫌だし、そんな
AI に How much weight is something like that being given as far as like selecting a candidate
まあ、だからそのサービスによるんだろうね、どれぐらいそこにウェイトを置いて、じゃあ合格率、ね、何パーセントの部分、その比率がさ。
I guess the company can customize it a bit. Like, we want smiling people with clean clothes and fresh haircuts. You know, like, we don't want any,
yeah, yeah.
like, a basement dwelling, dark room.I mean, those are similar judge. I mean, those are human preferences, right? That comes from humans judging、
yeah.
other humans. You know, if it's an interview call and you're sitting in some dark basement and your room is really dirty and, you know, you're in your pajamas.
Yeah, like, この採用系もそうだし、Tinder とかもそうだと思うんだけど、恋愛とか、その、データに落とし込んでしまうと結局自分が思いつく理想像のみを探し求めることになるわけだよね。要はあ自分はこういう人とマッチするとは思ってなかったけど意外とこういうのもいいんだみたいなのを、まあ、全部取りこぼすことになるというか。 その私企業側の採用面接とかにさ入ったことあるけど、面接する側というか、こう喋ってみないと分かんないし、喋っても分かんないとこいっぱいあるし、でも会ってみて、だからね、紙上ではめっちゃ良くても会ってみたら、あ、なんかちょっと違うなとかもあるじゃん。だから、まあ、何万人とか応募があって、それを絞り込むために使うとかはまあ便利は便利なのかもしれないけど、ただそこで、まあ、いい悪いっていうよりは損してる場合もあるだろうなっていうか、その本当はすごいマッチする相手なんだけど、そこで取りこぼしてるみたいな。
Do you think humans are better at recruiting?
いやー、わからん。いや、めっちゃ難しいからね採用。なんかさ、うちも前の会社の時にやっぱ散々面接しに来て、会って喋って、あ、この人めっちゃいい人そうみたいな、あ、この人なんかサバサバしてるすごい良さそうと思って入ってきたら、めっちゃ性格悪いみたいな、なんかそういうのもあるし、だから基本的にあの、まあ、外資だとさ3ヶ月試用期間とかがあるじゃん、
うん、
だその3ヶ月一緒にやるとだいたいちょっと分かってくんだよね。で、分かんなかったら、まあ、それをちょっと延期してさ半年にしたりとかもすることがあるから、そうするとやっぱそういう性格が悪いとか、あの、あ、この人これできるって言ったっけ、実はできないなとかっていうのは分かってくるけど、うん、やっぱ履歴書とか面接1回2回しただけではさすがに難しいよね。だからそれをこうやって AI を使って、じゃあ写真で性格を判断するとかっていうと、さすがにちょっとね、
well,
まだ無理がありすぎる。
I think it varies between organizations, but generally I think thatThese AI recruiting tools allow large corporations to filter through a much, much larger pool of potential candidates than they would otherwise. And that there are many levels, you know, stages of this recruitment filtering process. But when, you know, I've been part of trying, you know, the side of trying to get a job and been part of a group of, I think, like 300 people, all of which were participating in this process in person. And it was like 300 people, and it got whittled down to like 50 people and then 20 people. And only at the 20 people level,was it really one-to-one interviews. Before that, it was like, we had to build, we had like pieces of train track, and we had to build this thing that would get the fastest time for this ball to roll down. And we had to give presentations on how we would survive if we were stranded in the ocean, and like all kinds of weird things to just,filter people out, you know, because they just, so now they can put, you know, 5,000 candidates into some AI machine and do sort of the initial filtering before the, you know, the human.
まあだからどうマーケティングするかなんだろうね。単純にだからもう大変すぎるから、ただただそのプロセスを省くために悪いけどこうやってフィルターしますっていうのか、そのなんか多様性を確保するためにとか、公平にするためにとか、そういうでかいことを言うから、いやそれは嘘じゃんって言われるんであって、単純に大変だからやべえやつはもう見る時間ももったいないからすぐ振り落とします。例えばそのね、履歴書に書いてある内容がすごい適当とかさ、まあだから友達でも子供のお受験してる子とかもいるけどさ、そういうのもじゃあ親はみんな同じようなスーツ着て同じようなカバンを持って、で願書は並んで取りに行かなくていいって言われても朝早く並んで取りに行くとか、そういうのも別にそのスーツがいいっていう意味ではなくて、そういうルールにのっとったことを親が頑張れる家なのかどうかっていうことじゃん。単純に合わせられる人なのかどうか、その合わせる内容自体の是非はもう正直どうでもいいというかさ、そこで振り分ける。だから そこでみんな同じようなスーツ着てる中で、ね、なんか知らんけどタンクトップにジーンズで来るとか、
うん、
まあ、そういうのはマッチしない傾向がある、そういう可能性が高いから落としちゃおうみたいなことであって、その人が本当はめちゃくちゃすごいいい人かもしれないけどまそこまで見てる時間も余裕もないっていうことじゃん。だからそこをはっきりしとけばまだいいのかな。だから、ね、このツールで偏見を全て取り除けますみたいなことを言うと確かにちょっと危険というか、まあ、事実と反してるっていうふうに指摘はされるのかな。
That example is funny because、that particular、job interview process I was talking about, I did actually show up with a non-standard suit to that、mm-hmm. and I was the only one out of、yeah. 300 people. Everyone had the exact same, you know, that sort of navy-ish, you、I've, know, the shinsotsu suit that everyone gets.
I've accidentally done that too. I had this, it was nothing crazy though. I was wearing this striped suit, right?、
Uh-huh.
The only thing I had...And then, yeah, I showed up and everyone was wearing this, like, simple black suit and...
Did it work in your favor?
It was, like, it was more like Sitsumeikai, so I didn't even apply.
Oh, okay.
So I went and then I got majorly turned off because it was not something that I expected.
Well, my suit worked in my favor and I got to the final round of interviews.And、
oh,
the guy asked me why I was wearing this suit instead of like、oh. the normal suit. He like wanted to know. And I said、oh. it, that it was actually my dad's suit.、
Mm.
And for some reason, he really liked that.
That's cute. Yeah. Yeah, and it's echo じゃん。お父さんのやつをちゃんと使ってますみたいなさ。ね、わざわざさ、リクルートスーツ買って、ね、もうそんなすぐ使わなくなるのにさ、でもそういうことじゃないんだよね。そのリクルートスーツがいいかどうかっていうことじゃなくて、それみんなにそうやって合わせられるかどうかっていう。
Well, I think everyone is told what not to do. You know, like because you don't want to raise any red flags. You don't want to because they're trying、yeah. to cut people out. They're trying to filter people out that have any red flags, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So people really try to avoid that. And my example with my suit that didn't fit in, if the initial stage was an AI, I probably just would have been cut right there.
Yeah. You know?
So although it's not as if the AI is just hiring people, it's still, if that's the first layer, then it is a problem if it is, you know, discriminating against people for silly reasons, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not good for anyone. It's not good for the people that are trying to get a job. It's not.Good for the company that's trying to hire people. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, it just gets better and it works. But,
yeah. Like, the company that I was working for, now my friend is a director there, and she's been saying that she needs more people for like years and years, and they're really trying to hire more people. But it's 本当に難しい。本当に本当に難しい。あの、特にバイリンガルじゃないといけないっていう前提が。あるからもうプールがそんなないじゃん、うん、日本だったら、
うん、
でバイリンガルじゃないといけない、でも日本語と英語同じくらい使えるバイリンガルじゃなきゃいけないってなると基本みんなまずファイナンスとかに行っちゃうじゃん、それ年収がもっとすごい高い方に取られちゃって、その残った中でその求めてるスキルを持ってる人ってなると、まあ、さらにどんどん分母が少ない、
うん、
そうで、大体年齢はこれぐらいで、経験はこれぐらいで、で、かついい人じゃないと困るとかさ、なるともう、ほぼいないじゃん、みたいな。だから、
yeah.
難しいんだよね、本当に。
Well, I think most businesses, inevitably, they have to hire a lot of people that aren't good, and then fire the ones that aren't good and keep the ones that are good. And those businesses are the most competitive. Companies that just hire people that aren't good and then can't fire them or don't hire good people aren't going to be competitive, right? So,
yeah. Of course.
So it's like, yeah.
I've worked in a company where they hire tons and tons of people. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, almost. And then it was hell. So I really didn't like it. But そうね、エクスペリエンスな人だけを雇っているところはそういう意味でやっぱすごい大変。そう、まあうちの業界の場合は自分のせいでもあるんだけどね、その人をトレーニングしないからさ、基本新卒雇わないし、分母がどんどんちっちゃくなるのは当たり前というかさ、業界全体としてこれどうするつもりなんだろう、あんまサステナブルではないなっていう気はするけど。
I think in Japan, they look too much at, you know, where you graduated and what your degree is. And we're seeing that companies actually do better when they have relevant skill testing for whatever job people are going to be doing, you know. So like a really good recruitment process doesn't just look at, you know, you have this degree or, you know, you're from this university. And the weight that's put on that is probably, I get the sense it's much higher here than it is like compared to the US, where it almost doesn't matter for a lot of companies.
So, ね、まあ、まあ中途採用とかだとね、普通に学歴はそこまで、別に大学名とかそこまで大事じゃないから、やっぱそういうテストをして実際に。
Mm-hmm.
どういう文章を書くかとかそういうのを見てたけど、そうだからそれをクリアしてめっちゃ性格悪いことが判明した時のがっかり感っていうか、マジかみたいな、めっちゃ性格悪いとか、mm-hmm. まあ実はそんなできないとかさ。
Well, I think intern, some people don't like internships because it's like unpaid labor or underpaid laborBut internships are,
I really liked
can
it.
Be a very useful part of the recruiting process. When I did my internship, I did internships at a lot of cool companies, but it helped me figure out what I don't like. Because I wouldn't have known, I wouldn't have found out without the internship. I would have just gone in.And not realize that I was getting into something that I actually didn't want to do, like long term, you know? So,
そうね。いや、すごいいいと思う。お互いにとって良かったと思う、私も。自分も、mm-hmm. こういう仕事するんだって毎日。まあ確かにunderpaid なのかな。まあ安いけど。
People complain and say it's exploitive.
まあ私は普通のバイトぐらいはもらってたから別に文句はなかったんだけど、でもあこういう仕事するのかって分かったし、あっちもさあこういう子なのかって分かって、うん、まあお互い様子を見れるというかさ、ちゃんとマッチしてるかどうか、そのまま別に就職したところで何の驚き、悪い意味での驚きはないというか、そのままの日常が続いていくだけって感じだったから、そうね、なんか学生でそれを考えてる人には結構おすすめかも。逆にあこれやってみたけど違うなとか自分に向いてないなってわ、ね、早めに分かることにもなるから。
People pay money to go to school and learn non-practical theory about something, but you could go do an internship for free and get real world experience in some industry.
Well, for free っていうか、 yeah, you're offering labor.
You go to school, you're doing tons of work. You're doing homework. It takes your time
labor,
and effort.
You're learning. That's different.
It's effort. They're both effort.
You're not making money for someone else.
It's just effort, right? It doesn't matter what you call it, right? If you go to school, you have to put in work. If you do an internship, you have to put in work.
Yeah, for your own sake.
But as a learning experience, I actually think the internship is more valuable and it's cheaper.
Well, I don't really agree with that, but
why don't you agree? I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm just saying, doesn't
it make sense though? Think about it. Think about your experience.
No,
think about what you learned in an internship. There are some places I'd pay to intern.
What you learn is entirely different, you know? So.
Yeah, but if I could pay, you know, $10 a day to intern at SpaceX or something, I'd do that for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Okay, 次。何か要求があるわけではなく、単に共有するために誰かに何かを見せるという行為は、これまで人間しかやらないと思われていましたが、ヨーク大学の研究で初めて野生のチンパンジーの子供が母親に葉っぱを見せている様子が確認されました。これまでに確認された霊長類のケースでは、相手に何かを促すジェスチャーをするのは要求がある場合のみでした。人間は1歳の赤ちゃんでも何か面白いものを見つけると他の人に見せようとジェスチャーしますが、こうした共有のための共有は人間特有のものと考えられていました。
Well, previously it was believed that showing someone something without demanding anything was a behavior unique to human beings. In a study by York University, researchers have observed a wild baby chimpanzee showing its mother a leaf for no reason.Up until now, such acts had always included a gesture and also some kind of demand. Human infants, even at the age of one, will show someone something and gesture to look at it.
そう、これマイケルが多分動画をツイッターに上げてくれてると思うので、気になる人は見てみてほしいんだけど、
うん、
あのドヤ顔で葉っぱを見せてる。これめちゃくちゃ可愛いんだけど、こう葉っぱをいじってて、でお母さんの顔の前に手を急に伸ばして、これ見て、ほら、ほらみたいな。で、本当は人間がやるみたいに、こう一旦伸ばした後に、ほれほれみたいな感じで、こうさらに手を伸ばすんだよね。
うん。
で、結構人間と同じっていうか、で見てってした後にまた自分の元に戻してるというか。
うん。How do we know for sure that that's what it means?Or like that's what he's doing.
そう、ここでだから本当にこれがじゃ何か要求じゃないのかっていうのを確認するために80個以上のこう似てる行動をあの分析して、例えばその食べ物を共有しようとしてるとか毛づくろいとか遊びをしようってこう持ちかけてんじゃないかとか、mm. それとはやっぱ違うっていう。ただ今回この一件だから今後もっと同じような行動がないかもちろん観察するっていうのを書いてたけど、でも確かに動画見る限り結構見せてんだよね。なんかあの何かをしてくれとかっていうよりはほれほれみたいな、なんか見てこれみたいな感じなんだよね。だすごい面白いなと思って可愛いなって思ったけど、だからこの経験を共有する能力っていうのが、まあ、人間特有のものって思われてきたから、それによってこうお互い協力したり言語が生まれたり、他の種とは違った認知能力が進化してきたんじゃないかみたいに言われてきたんだけど、もしかしたらチンパンジーも同じようなことをしてるのかもねっていう、
うん、
逆になんで人間は経験を共有するんだろうかみたいな疑問がもともとあったわけだけど、
Did they say why?
No. でもあの私過去にね、そんなに仲、まあ、仲いいっちゃいいけどそんなに深い話とかはしたことないみたいなことを欧州に旅行に来た時があって、で2人で旅行してたんだけどさ、その旅行に来るまで気づいてなかったんだけど、その子がまさに経験を共有してくれないタイプのすごい珍しい人だったのね、私の中では、
うん、
つまりローマとか行ってさ、あれ見てとかあるじゃん、あれすごくないとか、それを何もやってくれなくてフラーっと言って、な例えばあすごいってその子は思ったら、心の中であすごいって思って写真をフラーっと撮りに行って戻ってきて何も教えてくれないの。でそれがずっと続いて、ご飯とか食べててもあこれめっちゃ美味しいとか旅行だったらさ言うじゃん、そういう感想を何も共有してくれないみたいな結構レアなタイプで、すごい辛かったのね結構それが、なんか楽しんでるのかも分かんないし、あってなんか見つけて写真撮りに行っていいけど何がそんなすごかったか私も 知りたいじゃんとか、だからこの経験を共有するって結構その大事大事というかさ、そのいい悪いっていうよりかはそのこの場を共有するみたいな、それによって生まれるものがあるじゃん、
right. And isn't that the point of traveling together? Or otherwise you could just travel by yourself, right?、
うん、
And I know there are people that like to travel by themselves too, you know?
Yeah、but.そうね、だから私の中ではそれが結構普通、普通とは何かっていう話なんだけど、彼女の中では多分それが普通ではなかったんだろうね、その共有するっていうこと自体が、うん、でも私はこういう性格だから、なんか楽しんでるのか今美味しかったのかなとか気になっちゃって、確認したくなっちゃうの、なんか美味しい、なんか大丈夫みたいな、
大丈夫
とか、これ楽しめてるのかなみたいな。でそうやって聞くとすごいニコニコ、うん、なんか楽しいとか、うん、美味しかったとか言ってくれるから、あ、別になんかつまんないとか美味しくないわけではないのかみたいな、すごい
I don't really、
それをね、それをこの話を見て思い出した。
So 結構レアな if you were watching a movie together, like she wouldn't say anything the whole time probably、
うん、多分そう、多分見終わった後に何も多い、mm.感想を、まあ、聞いたら教えてくれるのかもしれないけど、
mm. It takes me effort to not say things during a movie.
I know.
I have to try not to.
そう、だから本当にいろんな人がいるよね。私もそう、マイケルと一緒でこう言わずにはいらんないじゃん。だからその美味しいって思ってるけど黙っておくとかできないから、
mm.
ね、かわーすごーとかすぐ言っちゃうけど、まあ、それをうちに秘めておく人もいるんだなっていう。
Hmm.
だから動物はそう考えるとみんなそうなわけじゃん。猫とかさ、わって思ってもわっつって自分でも秘めておくというかさ、その仲間の猫にあれ見てとかは言わないわけじゃん、
hmm.
だからすごい人間的な感覚から言うとある意味寂しいというか、
yeah.
共有できない。
I wish we could share things with animals too, you know, like hey look at thatAnd this bird would like look, you know?
Yeah, or like, あのさ、うちも猫がさいて、こう庭にでかい鳥が来た時とかにさ、ファービー見てとか、ほらほら鳥いるよとか言って言うんだけど、見てって言ってもさ、私を見てきちゃうじゃん。そう。なんか違うんだって、あっちだってみたいな。そう、
何かを、
そう、何かに注意を向けるっていうのはちょっと無理だから、ね。そういう意味でちょっともどかしい時はあるけど、
I feel like that is that's like what we're doing here, right? It's like, hey, look at this
story, yeah.
Yeah, look at this study, look at this paper about how we want to make other people look at the same thing we're looking at. Look at it,
yeah.
Right?
あの今 Handmaid's Tale ってドラマ見てるじゃん、ずっと私ちょびしか見てないから、まだシーズン1昨日終わったんだけどさ、うん、その世界ではもうインターネットがないわけ、もう変な宗教にテイクオーバーされてしまってるから、で、
right.
女性たちがもう本当にひどい目に遭ってて、みんな同じような目に遭ってんだけど、インターネットがないから、そのなんだろう、自分の中ではまあ、同じような目に遭ってる人がたくさんいるって頭では分かっているけど、すごい孤独なわけじゃん、
うん、
で、まあ、同じような経験をしている人たちの手紙をこう見るっていうシーンがあって、主人公がものすごいなんて言うんだろうな、もうアップセットというか、まあ嬉しくもあり衝撃というかさ、なんかそれを見て、確かにツイッターとかネットがなかったらね、頭では分かっててもすごい孤独感があるよなみたいな、何かひどい目に遭ってる時とか、すごい大変な目に遭ってる時、
うん、
とか、まあ、単純にさ地震とかさ、ネットが落ちてるみたいな時もさ、とりあえずツイッター行ってみるじゃん、right. で、ああみんな言ってるんだ、あみんな同じかってちょっと安心したりとか、あ自分だけじゃない、なんか今インスタ落ちてるの、あ自分の携帯だけじゃないかとか、そんなちっちゃいことですらもさ、right. やっぱ人と共有することによって、まあ、ストレスが軽減するっていうのはいろんな面であるから、
And both of those things happened to me this week, like the internet went down and I looked on I looked on Twitter and everyone was complaining about Sonetto, to be specific. I don't know why, but it's the internet has just been
so your unstable. Internet went down too?
My internet went down and I checked online and I guess their whole service was down for like 45 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
But it's a lot of people that they service, right? So it's kind of a big deal. It's kind of scary because, yeah, it was only down for 45 minutes, but that whole time you don't know how long it's going to be down for. It could be down for a week. Like you just don't know. So it's like, should I start buying toilet paper? Like what should I do something? Like, you know, like,
そうです。わかんないもんね。
Yeah, so it's a little
ネットがあってみんながそうやってすぐ書いてくれるからさ、ああみんなそうなんだってわかるけど、yeah. なんか子供生まれた時もさ、多分な毎年あると思うんだけど、その子供が生まれた年数となんかでハッシュタグが絶対あるんだよね。でだから今1週目、今子供生まれて3週目とか、同じ人たちがそのハッシュタグを大量の人数が共有してるから。だからもう毎日寝てなくてもう夜中の2時に授乳して3時に授乳してみたいな時とかにもう外真っ暗だしもう本当に一人ぼっちでなんだけど、そのハッシュタグ見ると絶対いっぱい同じ人が同じ時間に起きておっぱいあげてるわけじゃん。
Just a bunch of sleepy moms on Twitter.
そうそう、それだけでもやっぱあ自分だけじゃない、みんな頑張ってるなって、やっぱ共有って大事だよね。
That earthquake the other day. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
That earthquake the other day. I guess it was only Shindo san, but it felt big in Tokyo, and everyone said that. But I was at a cafe when it happened, and there were like, I don't know, 100 people in this cafe. It's like kind of big. There were a lot of people. And the whole place just started shaking out of nowhere, you know, and for a split second, everyone, first of all of the foreigners started looking around like it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
And then most Japanese people just ignored it until it really kicked in, you know?
Yeah.
Like no reaction. But it really started...
共有という意味で孤独だよね。その海外の人はさ、ちょっと揺れてえってなってもみんな平気な顔してるから、え自分だけみたいなさ、
yeah,
な
んか
この驚きを全然共有できないみたいな。
This guy spun around on his stool and was like looking around like and grabbing onto the desk, you know, like he's holding on for his life. And then he sees all these Japanese people that are not really reacting that much. He's like looks around and he kind of turns around back and he starts, I don't know, texting people on his computer or something. But if he was just in the building by himself, his panic would have stayed at that high level.
まあそうだよね。
Without sort of seeing how other people are reacting. But what was interesting is in this cafe with like 100 people, only one phone went off. The earthquake warning, one phone, and everyone turned and looked at this this one guy that had a phone that had the I don't think people have it turned off. I just think he's the only one that received it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Because
mine's turned on, but I didn't receive it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the system works. That's my... I could be wrong about that, but... but yeah, this one phone went off with the... You know that... I'm not going to make the sound, but you know the one.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. And so he was like so awkward, like getting his phone out and turning it off.
Yeah, なんかあのギュインギュインってやつさ、まあだから津波とかがあるときにその、まあ、揺れても寝てたりしたら危ないじゃん。なんか爆睡しちゃってる人とかさ、それを起こすって意味ではもちろん意味ありそうだけど、あそうじゃない場合結構さ もう揺れ始めてからギュインギュインって何回もなって、もう赤ちゃんとか起きそうになるみたいな。
Yeah. It's like after the earthquake.
Yeah, and 何度とかもさ、結局ツイッター見た方が早かったりとかして、あんまりなんか、あ、これすごい助かったみたいになった。
Yeah, the TV is really slow lately. It's like way after the earthquake. It's like 2 minutes later or something.
Yeah.
So Twitter is probably the fastest thing for earthquakes. But they should have a different sound based on like the shindo, you know? So if it's like, if it's like shindo song, I don't need that. Holy shit.
Like,
yeah, just like a gentler warning, you know? Like, you're not going to die, but it is going to shake. You know, it kind of lets me know it's going to, you know, it's happening. But, but at least I know whether or not we can't have the same sound for like shindo yon and like six or whatever. I don't know. Like, because I'm already conditioned not to react because I kind of assume everything is shindo. Sang or shindo yon max, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it feels like in a setting like that at a cafe in Tokyo, like it's almost uncool to freak out, right?
You're
not really
blink.
Supposed to be reacting like crazy.
All I was thinking about was looking cool. That's the only thing I was thinking about. It's like if we're all gonna die, at least I looked cool. In the final moments. did I tell you the sauna story? That
no.
I was in the sauna and there was like three or four other guys in the same sauna.
Mm.
And we're all sitting there like naked, right? Because it's a sauna at this gym. And then there was an earthquake.
Mm.
And I thought we were going to die. Or I just, for a second, it was like, if the door of the sauna gets jammed.
Oh my God, yeah, that's the worst.
Like, you're just going to cook and die, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, you're, like, naked with, like, four dudes.
Yeah.
Like, that's, is
not
that
ideal?
How you want to die? So, like... It was just in a split second in the sauna. It's like, we might all die in this sauna. Like, it's not like, you know, do you start a conversation? It's like, so guys, the door's jammed, you know, what's your favorite food or like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think,
or do you just sit there in silence?
Is like, it's too hot. It's way too hot in here,
but you know, it's over. I don't know. Yeah. No one got up to like open the door.
Yeah. あれ、なんかのホラー映画でさ、
including me.
Tanning machine にさ、I know what you did last summer とかだっけ。あ、それは人間にやられるんだけど、Tanning machine を外からロックされるみたいな。
Oh. That's scary.
I thought that was Jennifer Love Hewitt, but I'm not too confident. そういうの嫌だよね。Yeah, 懐かしいね。次。
Oh, I wanted to ask about this story before we move on. Did they analyze the leaf?
No, I don't think so.
They didn't.
So there's this
thing
called
the leaf at all.
There's this thing called leaf grooming.
Okay.
I didn't look into it, so I don't really know what that is. But apparently, chimps all do it. They groom
leaves. What does
that
mean?
In the video, what this girl was doing was that she was nibbling on it a little bit. I don't think they're eating it, but just nibbling on it and then just sort of observing the leaf and then be like, yo, look.
Wait, girl or monkey or chimpanzee?
This chimp girl. Yeah,
chimp. Okay, you left the chimp part out and I was like,
Who's
so, this girl?
だから何をね見せたかったのかよくわかんないんだけど。
You already think of them as human.
なんか珍しいよこの葉っぱみたいなことなのか、自分がなんかニボーした そこがなんか。
Okay, so they do this. This is so they have observed them showing each other leaves, or it's
no,
just
no, no.
just the leaf grooming they've observed.
Leaf grooming, yeah, is I think not rare at all.
But what if something was special about this leaf?
わかんないそれは。
We just lost this leaf. It's just lost. We don't know where it is.
I mean, this is in a wild setting, so.
But this is the first leaf that any monkey ever showed to any other monkey.
Yeah, だからそれが first ever じゃないかもしれないから、よくやってんのかもしれない。
But the first ever observed, it could be the first ever. I mean, this thing should be like in a museum, this leaf.
Yeah, anything
right?
is possible.
It should be like an NFT or something.
Maybe there was something super special about the leaf. But, you know, my son always shows me all kinds of branches and rocks and everything. And
yeah, but your son is not a chimpanzee.
Yeah, but my point is like, we could look at the leaf and we probably wouldn't know what's so special about it anyway.
But it doesn't cost anything to check out the leaf. It could be the 2001 A Space Odyssey monolith leaf.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I don't think this is like live streaming or anything where, you know, they observe this and immediately go to the site and retrieve the leaf, you know.
Can you imagine some researcher in a safari hat like running over there and taking the baby's leaf? That mother would rip him to shreds.
Yeah.
Give me that leaf back. That's my son's leaf.
How dare you?
These humans, they just take stuff.
Yeah. そうね。次。
On November 11th, major cryptocurrency exchange FTX declared bankruptcy following a liquidity crisis and is now under investigation for securities fraud. To make matters worse, over $473 million was stolen in an apparent hack the same day. The liquidity crisis resulted from the collapse of its native token FTT, which occurred after Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao sold its holdings. Zhao seemingly sold the holdings in response to a CoinDesk article alleging that FTX had put customer assets in its own FTT coin via partner firm Alameda Research. The incident has resulted in a significant collapse in crypto assets globally, and the internet has exploded with speculation about those involved, including primarily FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. Institutional investors such as Tiger Global, SoftBank Group, BlackRock, Lightspeed Venture, Temasek, Sequoia, and the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan had meaningful stakes in FTX, and the exchange had been promoted to retail investors by celebrities such as Tom Brady, Shohei Ohtani, Osaka Naomi, as well as by various podcasters, YouTubers, and influencers.
先週金曜日、大手暗号通貨取引所の FTX が流動性危機を受けて破産を申請し、現在証券詐欺の容疑で捜査を受けています。さらに破産を申告したその日にハッキングによって4億7300万ドル以上が流出したことが明らかになっています。今回の流動性危機の発端は FTX がパートナー企業のアラメダリサーチを通じて FTX の FTT コインに顧客資産を投入したとするコインデスクのスクープ記事で、それを受けて競合であるバイナンス社のジャオ・チャンポン CEO が保有していたすべての FTT コインを売却すると発表したことに起因するものです。 FTX の破綻により暗号資産は世界的に大きく崩れ、インターネット上では主に FTX サム・バンクマンフリード CEO を含む関係者に関する憶測が爆発的に広がっています。タイガーグローバル、ソフトバンクグループ、ブラックロック、ライトスピードベンチャー、テマセク、セコイア、オンタリオ教員年金といった数々の投資機関が FTX に多くの出資をしており、トム・ブレイディ、大谷翔平、大坂なおみといった有名人のほか、ポッドキャスター、ユーチューバー、インフルエンサーたちが個人投資家向けに宣伝をしていました。
Yep.
Oh, teacher's pension plan. That's so bad.
Well.
Why?
Well, why to a lot of, a lot of, people involved.
あとさ、大谷翔平ってこういう広告とかやってんだ、私知らなかったけど、まあ、トム・ブレイディとかもそうだけど、どんだけ お金いるの？というか、なんかそんな広告とかもう やる必要あんの？
SBF was worth almost $20 billion prior to all of this, and SBF being Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah.
And FTX itself is, you know, was the second largest or third largest exchange, crypto exchange in the world. And SBF has had quite a good reputation prior to this, and he had gained a lot of trust from a lot of people that he was managing assets appropriately, but apparently that was not the case. I mean, this whole situation is quite fresh and dynamic,
yeah.
And there's a lot of reporting about a lot of things that is frankly still speculative at this stage. So,
right.
We could definitely, I mean, I suppose do your own research, because none of this is certain at this stage. I mean, pending a thorough investigation of various people involved as well as FTX itself. So,
right. Yeah, this seemed so crazy. I saw it trending on Friday, I think. And
do you know anything about SBF?
No. Not at all.
Well, he's...
I know he was like really interesting. Famous, but...
He's famous in certain circles, but I think the average person that doesn't really follow this sort of crypto stuff wouldn't be familiar with him necessarily, but he's a very interesting guy. Apparently he there is a lot of people are really looking into him and speculating about what sort of corruption was going on here and what conflicts of interest there might have been. SBF was actually dating the CEO of Alameda Research previously, and the CEO of Alameda Research is the daughter of Gary Gensler's former boss at MIT, and Gary Gensler is the head of the SEC. So some people are speculating that the SEC did not do the appropriate... there was inadequate oversight and, frankly, regulations into how exchanges like this were able to operate and what their reporting requirements might need to be. There are weird connections involving MIT. And MIT's reputation at this point is has not been improving. For a variety of reasons, but I mean, SBF is also from MIT.
I see.
It's not that MIT necessarily did anything wrong, but it's just how these people have a connection to each other. And SBF is also known as either the second largest or third largest donor to Democrat PACs.
Right.
And he has close connections to a lot of people in DC. And so that may have also played a factor in there being inadequate oversight into this. So basically he did things with people's money using their partner firm Alameda Research, which put that money into this FTT coin, you know, and so when that collapsed, there was insufficient liquidity there for people to get their money out, which caused more people to want to get their money out. it's essentially a bank run, so.
Right.
And they had over 1 million accounts in there.
Wow.
And there's all these people on Twitter and on social media and on just on the internet that are just in all caps writing, "Give me my fucking money back."
Yeah.
Like, they're so mad.
I saw some Japanese people tweeting, like, what they've been trying to withdraw money, and they were told that in Japan the operation was different, and the money is secure, but then, you know, they couldn't withdraw anymore and, you know, they were panicking and tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scale of this, I mean, this involves tens of billions of dollars, you know, up to, who knows, $50 billion. We don't actually know yet. And SBF has been on Twitter saying, you know, he's trying to make customers whole and, you know, they're going to find the liquidity. But other people think that he's likely to be arrested for securities fraud and the things they were doing with people's assets is not in line with their terms of service.
Right, right.
And so it's misleading, and therefore it's fraud, and, and therefore, you know, you're breaking the law. But FTX is based in the Bahamas, so there may be some jurisdictional difficulty with, you know, really holding him accountable. So
I saw that this hacking, like they thought that it was someone internal, but then I also saw something that hackers might have made it look like it was internal, and it was just, I guess they don't really know what happened yet.
So I actually talked to some friends that are in the crypto industry about this.
Yeah.
They're all like losing their minds, and they all think that it's definitely internal. But, you know, nobody really knows for sure. But obviously, something like this happens, then that sort of internal exploit is definitely a concern.
Yeah, there's someone, my husband's friend is really deep into crypto, and my husband,
my condolences.
I was talking to my husband like maybe 10 minutes before we started recording, and he was like, I can't talk to him. I can't bring it up to him. Like, I have no idea how he's doing.
Well, a lot of people pulled, you know, money out of various exchanges, not just FTX, obviously. Well, they weren't even able to get their money out of FTX, but other, you know, this triggered people to pull money out of pretty much all exchanges, as well as cryptocurrencies themselves. But this doesn't really say anything about the robustness of the blockchain or cryptocurrencies themselves. This is a problem with exchanges.
Yeah.
And people can actually manage their own cryptocurrency, not financial advice, but people can manage their own cryptocurrency with a hard wallet. But then there are, you know, with some of the regulations coming out around cryptocurrency, there are like reporting requirements in, I think, most cases. And I don't know how all of that is being managed if people are just opening, you know, holding crypto in their own wallets and whatnot. Right. So it's like the exchanges enable more oversight and regulation, but then if you don't make sure that the exchanges are on good standing, then it's safer to just do it yourself. But
right.
They say not your keys, not your crypto, sort of the expression.
Yeah, I saw that everywhere in the last whatever days. Like,
people
everyone's
say
like saying the same thing.
But a lot of people that say that, and a lot of people that are very knowledgeable about cryptocurrencies, still have theirs in an exchange. It's just, you know, the problem is like you write your key down, you know, it's just sequence of, you know, letters, numbers, whatever. Like you write your key down on a piece of paper, and then you lose the piece of paper. What do? Or you have it on a USB drive, and then something happens. The USB drive doesn't work, or it's actually hard. Well, what if someone sees your tattoo? Well, you don't want it on your forehead. You don't want other people to know what it is, because they'll have access to your wallet.
Or I don't know, butt cheek, whatever.
It's tough. But Yeah. It's an interesting story. There's a lot going on with SBF. Have you seen his Twitter?
No, I was only following other guy, the Binance guy.
Oh, CZ?
Yeah, because I was curious about what actually happened, but I wasn't... What was...
So Binance was actually going to help FTX out, and then they backed out, and then that's sort of when...
Yeah. So what was FBF saying on Twitter?
He says a lot of weird stuff on Twitter.
Okay.
But apparently he plays a lot of LOL, which is...
What's that?
League of Legends, which is a game.
Oh.
I actually haven't played it, and I don't really know what sort of game it is, but apparently it's very addictive.
Okay.
But he talked about... He has this like whole thread about how he plays LOL and how it's such a critical part of how he functions. And
what?
Like, it's like his mind is so crazy and there's all this stuff and it's just noise and his brain is going to fucking explode. And then he plays League of Legends and it just sort of tunes everything out and his brain becomes so focused on, you know, micromanaging his units and all this sort of stuff.
And meditation.
Yeah, like he had this very profound Twitter thread about League of Legends. And apparently he would play League of Legends while he was on a call with various people. So there would be a meeting and SBF would be on the call, you know, with the CEO of this firm and these VCs and all this stuff, and he would just be playing League of Legends like during the call. I don't know, the League of Legends thing is I just find it interesting because
he's only 30.
Yeah, he's young. He's young. But he plays a lot of League of Legends. So someone photoshopped a screenshot of League of Legends showing that he had just logged on and played a game with the CEO of Alameda and with CZ.
Wow.
It's not real, I think.
Oh, it's not real. Oh, okay.
It's not real, but it's like FTX goes down and he just logs on to League of Legends.
さすがに
I thought it was real at first, but then I was like, no, this can't be real. Come on. Okay. If it turns out to be real, that would be crazy, but I'm almost 100% sure it's not real.
どんだけ仲いいのみたいな、むしろ。 次。
Researchers from JPL and Caltech under contract with NASA have analyzed several candidates for the Great Filter Theory, which attempts to explain the apparent lack of alien life in the universe, known as the Fermi Paradox. Given that the Milky Way contains over 200 billion stars and that each star has an average of 2.5 planets, many researchers expect there to be signs of extraterrestrial intelligence. The authors suggest that even if the emergence of simple life is easy, sustainable intelligent life may be unlikely, stating the following in their paper. Quote, a worrying sense of humanity's technological cleverness outpacing our better judgment pervades, for even as we reach far beyond Earth's gravity well, we are being pulled down by internal strife. This presents a potentially universal question, as well as a most unsettling solution to Fermi's paradox. Is there a great filter of sorts awaiting every civilization which sets out on the path of technological development? And if so, has humanity yet to confront this ultimate rite of passage? The authors then list the following as the primary candidates for the great filter: nuclear war, disease pandemic, artificial intelligence, and cataclysmic asteroid impact.
NASA JPL とカリフォルニア工科大学の研究チームが人類が未だに地球外の文明と出会っていない理由を説明しようとするグレートフィルター理論、いわゆるフェルミのパラドックスについていくつかの仮説を分析しました。 天の川銀河には2000億個以上の星があり、それぞれの星が平均 2.5 個の惑星を持っていることを踏まえ、多くの研究者が地球外知的生命体の痕跡があるはずだと期待しています。しかし今回の研究では、単純な生命の出現が仮に容易であったとしても、持続可能な知的生命体が出現する可能性は低いとし、以下のように述べています。人類の技術的な賢さが良識を上回ってしまっているという感覚が浸透しつつあり、我々は地球の重力圏をはるかに超える地点に到達して、なお内部の争いによって引きずり下ろされています。これはまさに宇宙でも普遍的な疑問である可能性があると同時に、フェルミのパラドックスへの不穏な答えである可能性があるのです。技術発展の道を歩むすべての文明を待ち受けている、ある種の偉大なフィルターが存在するのか、もしそうだとしたら、人類はこの究極の通過儀礼にまだ立ち向かっていないのであろうか。チームはそうした偉大なフィルターの主要候補として、核戦争、パンデミック、人工知能、小惑星の大規模衝突を挙げています。
Yep.
元も子もない、悲しみ。特に今今朝ちょうどね、ちょっとポーランドのニュースがあって、oh. さらにパンデミックも別に終わってないし。
The Article 5 button? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. まあちょっと最初のね、報道がすごい飛ばしみたいな感じだったから、みんながフリークアウトしてしまった感じはあるけど、まあ、実際は、
Should we be calm now? I haven't seen anything that's likethat relaxing on that topic.
まあそうね、専門家たちの反応を見てると、まあ結構みんな冷静というか、いや、そんなに、いや、すぐに何かっていう感じではなさそう。
And why is that?
I think there's a possibility that it was Ukrainian missiles trying toHit the Russian missiles, and I guess we don't really know which ones actually killed those two people.
I thought they found Russian missiles in Poland.
So they have been, Poland has been saying that Russian made missiles.
Okay.
They're not saying like Russia shot them necessarily.
I see.That's sort of been the implication, though, right? Hasn't it?
Some experts have been pointing out that there might be a meaning as to why they're saying that it's Russian-made instead of Russian missiles. Ukraine has already made an announcement that that was definitely Russian, but
okay.
I see a lot of experts being like really calm about it and like,Actually, it could be, you know, Ukraine. So,
okay, but what
I mean,
if
either way, it was not intentional from both sides, obviously. So I don't think that, you know, and I think Biden has said that it was, or it could not, well, I think he said like, it's possible that it was not Russian. So,It seems like at least experts and politicians are not trying to jump onto some conclusion and be like, okay, World War III. So that's good.
I'm still skeptical. I think they would love to do that. I don't know why, but I
don't really see that, at least like as of now, at this moment,
So. Yeah, well, I don't think World War III is likely right now, but I do feel like the probability of World War III hasn't really been going down. It's sort of going up instead of down.
Well, I think it depends on how or...Yeah, I mean...
Do you think it's going down?
まあ、ヘルソンから撤退したじゃん。それを結構、まあ、ポジティブに捉えてる専門家の意見を結構見て。
But haven't there been like massive attacks like all over the place since then?
Yeah, but I mean, 撤退する撤退しようと決められるっていうことは、その完全にもう我を失っているみたいな、もうどうにでもなれみたいな、自暴自棄みたいなことではない。少なくともそれは若干示唆しているみたいな。だからその判断をしたっていうことは、まあある意味ポジティブではあるみたいな。
You know,
ふうに分析している人は何人か見たけど。Anyway, but we're talking about aliens, right? So,
Well, we're talking about blowing ourselves up.
Yeah.
Or one of these other options, but a lot of smart people have been saying that the great filter is the most likely explanation for Fermi's paradox. And personally, right. I don't necessarily think so. That I feel like, I mean, we want to assume that every like aliens have the same challenges that we do, but I don't know. I feel like we're very chimpanzee, and that explains a lot of what's going on. And that aliens may not necessarily be a chimpanzee mind. You know, they could have evolved from dolphins, and then they're actually pretty chill.
Yeah.
Or just something else, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think, まあその戦争とかはそう確かにあれだけど、まあ一つアストロイドインパクトはまずあるもんね。そのいつかぶつかるとして、それがもうticking bombみたいな。
That's definitely a filter. Yeah, that's a real filter. We don't have to speculate about that.
いや、そう、衝突するまでの間に確実にそれを、まあ、回避するのかどっかに引っ越すとか何かしないと生き残れないから、mm-hmm. まあそれは確かにもうフィルターとして確実にあって、mm-hmm. まあ病気も確かに、ね、人口の大部分が失われてしまってもう一回リセットみたいななってしまうと、right. まあそれがアストロイドインパクトのティッキングボムにも It doesn't help だし、
mm-hmm.
とか、まあ、そういう組み合わせは確かにありえるよね。ただそう、どういう感じの知的生命体か分かんないか、例えばだけどあんまりリソースが必要ない環境みたいな、そのリソースが余りまくりでそんなに戦う必要がないみたいなさ、お互い。
Don't you think cave people would look at us today and think that we just have so many resources, there's no reason to fight? Like, you can just go to the konbini or you can go to the supermarket or whatever, and like, it's just, we have so many more, like, at what point
cavemen, yeah, you know, ね、
at what point yeah, do we have enough? Because we could all be Bill Gates and we could all just be acting the same way, because we are all Bill Gates compared to people in the 1800s, you know?
Right.
Like, almost everyone has far more, like, access to, like, it's much safer, much, much safer. There's way more food abundance. There's much better shelter these days than, you know, like a straw hut.I just think that it, from the past, looking to now, we would think that this is enough to keep us from fighting.
Yeah, まあどういうなんか severe capitalism が浸透してしまうと、まあもっともっともっとみたいな感じで、ある意味避けられないのかもしれないけど。
Capitalism is what got us all of this abundance, you know?That we think is going to make it so we don't fight anymore.
Right. But then there's no end to...
Like, I think it's helping.
I mean, there's
less war over, like, famine, or there's less... You know, I think democracies don't really go to war with each other. I think that's been historically borne out to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's, I think it's all working, but it doesn't stop us from being chimpanzees.
Yeah.
It's helping, but we're still, yeah, it hasn't been that long, honestly, since the 1800s. We've probably inherited from our, you know, it's like our great, great, great grandparents or something, you know, so.
Yeah, so, ね、だからまだ若いから、その、war を始めた側が、もう、取り返しがつかないぐらいの consequence を被るみたいな。
うん。
それを全部のグループが経験して、あ、やっぱ本当にダメだこれは、みたいな。とか、そのディクテーターシップとかが、もう全部もうみんな、やっぱサステナブルじゃないわって気づくまでに時間かかるじゃん。まあ一人のディクテーターだけでも80年、90年とか生きてしまうとしたら。
いや。
だから、やっぱワークしないねって全部のグループにおいて気づかないといけないってなると、まあちょっと時間かかるんじゃない。
I think that's
まだ
なんか
人類はそこまで行ってない。
That's sort of the primary concern expressed by these researchers is that our technological power is advancing so much faster than our sensibility, our judgment, you know, our ability to coordinate on a global scaleIn a peaceful, productive way, is like lagging behind our nuclear arsenals.
ただその conscience、その良識の部分をが改善するには、さっき言ったみたいに時間がかか、まあ人間が生きる一人の寿命が結構何十年もあるから、時間かかるとして。逆に技術的な賢さがそれと同じスピードかもしくは遅いとアステロイドインパクトには間に合わないもんね。間に合わなくなる可能性が高まっちゃうから。
Well, people, you know, we want to be safe and we want to be healthy and we want to innovate to like improve the quality of life of everyone that's here. And we're trying to do that, but the things that give us these great benefits also come with great risk. And then having a population of now 8 billion people, it's like, you know, we have this, like the black ball hypothesis, like one bad actor can do something that affects people at scale. And that could be, you know, Putin, or that could be some maniac with, you know, a chemical weapon, or someone in some rental lab bioprinting the next pandemic or something crazy.
Yeah, だから進化という意味で、そのに、その知的生命体がテペコではないからこそ、お互いから学ぶことができないじゃん。お互いの影響を受けないっていうのは良くも悪くもなのかもしれないけど、もちろん恐竜のことがあって、ああ、アステロイドか。ぶつかってきたらみんな死ぬのかみたいな、分かってるけど、なんかこう過去にこれで失敗した他の宇宙人の話とかは分からないから、全く同じことをしてたとしても分かんないもんね。
うん、
like maybe the universe is like not again but then we'll never know.
Do you think this great filter, like their list would applyto
dolphin
any
people?
Yeah, like dolphin people or any sort of intelligent aliens, you know, because we're trying to explain, you know, not, we're not talking just about ourselves, you know, we're sort of projecting from our situation and trying to figure out like what is it that's preventing other species or other life forms from reaching a level where we would be able to observe their activity. I mean, there are other explanations, of course, like the whole dark forest thing, right? Where they are advanced, but they're also smart enough to like not reveal where they are. Things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know who's supposed to figure this stuff out. It seems like the NASA researchers or people at JPL and Caltech are the people that should be, you know, thinking about this question. But there's no like official body of, I don't know, like what field is this, the Fermi paradox, you know? Like, what is this, cosmology, or is this astrobiology? Certainly seems like it'd be in their field, I suppose. But I don't know. It's weird to think about aliens getting sick, though. Like, do aliens, they have viruses over there? You know, like they had, like an alien catches a cold. You know, like some alien shows up and they have like a stuffy, you know, proboscis or something. They have like a, like they have to blow their nose.
We could be allergic to each other, right?
They could be toxic to us in some way. Yeah,
we're trying to have a meeting and everyone's sneezing. And we all have to wear a mask.
You think there's probably some alien species out there that has created some form of mask and worn it, right?
Yeah.
To prevent transmission.
If they breathe through some kind of holes on their body.
I imagine they would. I think probably they would breathe.
Maybe they don't have to breathe.
Well, they might
have. Instead, they have like
they might have gills
situations or something.
Mold?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like they have a mold problem, like in their house. They have to hire like
on
some
their
alien,
body, and that's their problem.
Like instead of having a stuffy nose,
or
but we have both. We have mold problems and we have stuffy noses.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was talking about wearing a mask, you know.
Oh,
maybe
they don't
something
wear
that they can't really prevent by wearing a mask, like the problems that they have. Or I don't know. They have no emotions.
They have
it's
no
possible
emotions.
That it's possible that they have no empathy.
Yeah, they don't.
Right?
They don't
just
tell you how the food
super
tastes.
Super logical. If you're useless,
they never say,
you're
like,
killed.
Hey, look at that! Isn't that amazing?
They don't share.
They don't share anything.
They don't share anything. They're super reasonable.
Can you imagine aliens being more emotional than humans? Like, that's hard to imagine.
That would be really interesting. Like, they're always crying and
but like more emotional than humans. Like, that's such a high bar. Like, these aliens would have to be really emotional.
No, but that's entirely possible, right? Like, they have this like different dimension of emotions that we will never understand, and they feel so many kinds of things that we are not capable of feeling. And you know, they tried to explain it to us as if humans try to explain emotions to cats, and you know, we're just too simple.
They try to get you to watch the same alien Korean dramas that they're watching
and they're all bawling and we're like, what?
Carl Sagan has a quote. He said, in the deepest sense, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is a search for ourselves.
Well, historically speaking, we want to be the ones that find them first, right? It usually doesn't go great if you're the one that's discovered.
Right. If they sneak up on you. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, that just means that they're more advanced and they would just try to colonize you and stuff.
I feel like it'll actually happen soon. This is based
soon?
On nothing.
You feel it?
This is based on nothing. But I feel like somehow we're going to be able to collect just enormous, highly detailed images and data from the universe and analyze it with AI, and we're going to find some anomalies that could, where the best explanations involve aliens. Like, I think that'll happen soon, like within the next 5 years. I'm not making any official prediction on this because I'll just be wrong. We'll find no aliens.
Like, but either way, この今の状態でさ、 like, let's say we find some dolphin people and they're way less technologically advanced compared to us, and we'll definitely try to take advantage of them. Like, we'll try to take resources and
we will,
you know, we'll do scientific, we'll, like, scientific experiments on them. And
like what?
I don't know, like cut their head open and see what's going on. And
we just tickle them. We just keep tickling it.
Yeah,
this
keep
alien.
Tickling them until they die. And
imagine,
you know,
if this
like
alien is like super ticklish. Just this super ticklish alien.
And if they're more advanced than us, then we're doomed. So it feels like either way, it's,
they'll be more advanced than us. If
then,
we have
like,
any interaction.
If we're around the same level, then there's going to be that tension, right? It's like,
I don't think we're going to be around the same level. And it was actually mentioned by these researchers, but, and I think more and more people will start to think this way, but it is much more likely that extraterrestrial life is some form of artificial intelligence than it is our kind of fleshy, emotional, suffering, mortal life, you know, because I mean, that's far, there's so many advantages to being like silicon based or whatever. I was surprised to see it mentioned in the paper, but I don't know what we would do if we interacted with some alien AI. Because then it's like, I don't know. It's just, we're sort of just handing ourselves over. It's like, just have us. Just take humanity. Like, just, what do you, you know, whatever you want to do.
Well, But would you still call it a filter then?
What, like being captured by alien AI?
So this dolphin aliens have developed this crazy AI, and somehow it led to their own destruction, but the AI is still fine.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a filter, or does that mean that they've overcome the filter because the AI that they developed survived?
I mean, that's sort of a philosophical question, but it's
to meet us.
For us, that's certainly a concern, right? That we will just be outright replaced by the AI, and the AI will sort of be, you know, the arbiter for humankind from that point on, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at, I don't know, human birth rates and our mortality and the fact that, you know, we like to flirt with the next world war. Like, the way through the great filter might be that transition to some sort of an AI, effectively. Some people might think of that as the end of humankind, but some people might think of that as a way to make humankind sustainable. It's just... You could look at it either way. You know, people have had you know, you can be very fearful of AI and assume the worst, or you can assume the same things happen, but that it's a good thing. But it would effectively end the biology of our species. But who knows? Maybe AI will just make our bodies stronger and better and healthier.
Maybe we're just not supposed to be sustainable. Maybe that's not the point at all.
Yeah, I don't think that we're sustainable, but that might be considered like very pessimistic, I guess.
Is it though?
I don't know. Do you think it's sustainable?
It just feels like, what's the term that I see all the time lately? Long-termism?
Right? Long-termism? What's that?
Or something. When they talk about people like Elon, whose ultimate goal is to, you know, keep the human race survive as long as possible.
Well, for Elon, it for him, it's consciousness. So he doesn't care if that's in the human form or what it is, as long as it's conscious. And I sort of agree with the value of consciousness. I don't know if you call that long-termism, but
I don't know if that's actually
the process.
I mean, it's a preference.
The process of the universe literally becoming aware of itself and changing itself in that process is, I think, meaningful in the universe. I don't know what the point of these spheres floating around just for no reason.
I mean,
you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, meaningful in our opinion, I guess, but
I think some meaningful people's opinion. In my opinion, it's meaningful for the universe itself. And
right.
as part of the universe, you know, I can say that.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's so stressful to try to be sustainable.
Sustaining is a low
to sort of
low
think
bar.
That, no, but like, oh, we need to survive this asteroid impact. We need to, and for that, we need to go out there somewhere. We need to, you know, shoot back this asteroid and, you have to do this and that, and
people want to do this stuff, though. Some people do,
but maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe the point is just to
go extinct.
Have fun.
No, I think having fun and taking your eye off the ball, sort of, you know, just having some endless garden party where people just have fun and let the world, you know, burn is bad. And that,
no, that's when because we're destroying it, so that's obviously a problem that we need to do something about it. But beyond that, you know, when you look at other animals, like cats, we definitely suffer
way more.
What's
the purpose of cats?
Yeah, all the other animals. So, anyway.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしていると思うのでチェックしてみてください。文字起こしのテキストと、英語表現解説エッセイ。この間何書いたんだっけ、何だったっけ、この間書いたやつ。私
ね、
あれだ、 still の使い方が、こう日本語だったらまだとかって訳されるんだけど、それだとちょっとネイティブの使い方に当てはまってないことがあるっていう質問で、そう、もう他にちょっとニュアンスがありますよっていうのを解説したんだけど、そういうのは、 合わせて月額240円で全部読み放題になるのでぜひ見てみてください。あと各エピソードごとに
The price is、still 240
yen a month、so. 激安です。コーヒー一杯よりも安い。
Did you hear about the
240円、イギリスだったらもう何にも買えないよ。
Actually, the、individual purchase price has been going up because of the exchange rate, and Apple actually controls that. So、it's like $320 now, $340 or something、for the、I mean, the transcript subscription price is exactly the same. That hasn't changed, but for the individual purchases, they've been adjusting it.
ああそういうことか。ああ OK OK。
Yeah, because of the exchange rate。
そうだから単発で買うよりね月額の方が全然お得。で、あとバイリンガルニュースJP で公式ストアも展開しています、スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているのでグッズとかアプリとか使ってくださっている方本当にありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。なんかマイケルがすごいかっこいい写真をインスタに上げてたよね、月の。
Oh yeah yeah 月食。
Yeah 月食。
Yeah it was really cool.
見えない。
And、Uranus was visible as well, which is、quite special. I had actually、never seen Uranus before. And、actually、Uranus was discoveredfairly recently, I think within the last few hundred years. And、so none of the ancients ever saw it or identified it, Uranus.、It was there the whole time, which is like really crazy to think about.
Yeah.、
and you, if it's, I think you can see it with the naked eye if it's、ideal conditions. But, oh, did you see the SLS launch?
No.
It launched. The thing launched. The SLS. It finally launched. And it worked. I couldn't believe it was working. Like, I didn't think I was going to be that surprised. I was like, it's working. Like, wow. 、that was very, very cool to watch.、it's,
よかった。
it's going to the moon right now. Is it the Orion capsule? I think、so.、
やっとみんな寝れるかな。
Yeah.
大変だったね。
Did you see that some 10-year-old got a tattoo?
What?
Yeah.
What news site are you on? Jesus.
No, someone told me about it.、
okay.
I don't know what news site they were on, but...
Mom arrested for allowing 10-year-old son to get tattoo.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
What an idiot.
The wow. The kid, yeah? The kid is so dumb for
What? No, the mom.
I'm just kidding.
33-year-old mom arrested in October.
I'm assuming she has tattoos.
I don't know.
Is it fair to assume that?
I actually don't know.
I mean, she let her 10-year-old son get a tattoo. I hope it wasn't a face tattoo. It wasn't a face tattoo, right?
No, arm.
It wasn't、
Huge、
like an ice cream cone or something.
8-inch long on his arm. That's
wow, that's major.
What is 8-inch? 何 cm?
Like...I don't know, 18 or something.
Wow.
Maybe more.
It consists of the boy's name. It's his own name. What the fuck? The child went to his school nurse asking for some Vaseline to be rubbed on the fresh ink. The school nurse contacted authorities. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's like 24.
Please see the mom let her son go in unsupervised next door as he performed the tattoo. 何？どういうこと？ The tattoo was not a professional job.
It just gets worse and worse.
It gets worse and worse. That is crazy. Oh, man.
What age do you think it's appropriate to get a tattoo from? Like, what age?
The first one I got, I think I was 20. I can't remember. 22,
3. Right.
yeah, I would say around that age. Maybe 20.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3. But if you're going to get a huge one, maybe you want to wait until like 25 or so.
From what age should it be legal with parental consent, do you think?
Oh, 18.
But can't you just 21. Get that without parental consent?
I guess, but 10. I don't know how that happened.
What about like 16 sai to ka? No.
I would advise against it.
Hmm.
Life is long. When you're 16, you might not feel like it, but you would have to live with it for a long time.
You think
that's
he's getting
what I would
it,
tell my son.
Is he getting it removed? How tough is this kid? He just stood there getting this.
I have no idea.
Would you make him get it removed?
You don't want to get your name tattooed. That's for sure. My friend did that, and it's very inconvenient.
Why is it inconvenient?
Because you walk around at the beach and everyone will be calling your name. And it was so stupid because at first she was like, why do they know my name?
Oh, no.
I'd be like, well, it's on your body. It's quite inconvenient.
Wait, she didn't realize until you said that?
Yeah. Well, the tattoo was new, just to be fair.
Okay.
And she hadn't really thought about it.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Does she keep it?
Yeah. But yeah, your name. Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Wait, so if you got someone else's name tattooed on your body and you were at the beach, people would just call you that?
I guess if the name is not a gendered name, it's possible, but I'm not really sure.
So you should get a gendered
name. I don't know. Just don't get your name, your own name tattooed. It's something you won't forget anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I have tattoos and my son has seen them and, you know, he has said, like, I want one too.
He has to wait at least 4 years, 5 years.
I was like, "Nante kakitai no?" And he said, "Ma mi shuki yo." I was like, "Oh, so sweet, but you probably don't want that." yeah, but because I have it, it feels like I'm qualified to give an advice to my son.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard the Bakusho Mondai episode.
Oh, yeah, so da, so.
They Bakusho read your Mondai. Letter.
It's very nice. Podcast に戻って
きたんだよね。めっちゃ嬉しい。
イェイ、お帰りなさい。で、そう、その戻ってきますっていう発表の時に、バイリンガルニュースの話をちょっと出してくれて、久しぶりに聞いたけど、マミがロンドンにいるっぽいみたいな。
うん。
で、番組にお手紙を書いたら、それを読んでくれたんだよね。
Their show hasn't changed either.
そう。ありがたいよね、本当に。いつ聞いても、ただ癒される。面白い。そう。いや、めっちゃ嬉しかった。久しぶりに、なんか、番組を通じてお話できた感じがして。
Yeah, I was happy to hear the story about the Tsubuyaki Eigo.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely...
exaggerated that or
yeah they okay. Like it in a good way for me, but I would say it's, you know, definitely exaggerated. They did contact me and I talked to them. But, you know, they had already tons of, you know, cool ideas. And I don't think that I helped in any way.
Well, you don't have
but he made it sound humble. Like, no, it's true. But he made it sound like, you know, I gave this great advice or something. So I was like, oh, that's so nice of him. But
I'm glad they haven't forgotten about us.
Yeah. ね、本当にありがたい。もうめっちゃ優しい。So, ポッドキャストに戻ってきたから海外の人でもちゃんと聞けます。全部じゃないんだよね。でも残念ながら番組の全部じゃないんだけど、あの、タッバーリングニュースの話をしてくれてる冒頭部分とかはポッドキャストに入ってるから、
うん、
興味ある人はぜひ聞いてみてください。カウボーイめっちゃ面白いから。なんかまあ有名な人はみんなそうだけど、テレビで見てるのとラジオで聞くのと全然もう印象が違うよね。基本みんななんかラジオの方が、うん、あ、この人こういう人なんだみたいな、みんなすごいいい人なんだみたいな感じしない？なんか昔からそうだけど私。
Yeah, I'm happy that they're just, you know, they're healthy, you know,
like, いや本当そうだよね。もうずっと元気でいてほしい。
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I was writing this email to them and I wrote something like, so when I first met you I was 26 and now I'm 36.
Yeah.
And they were like, ah, でもまだ若い。 I was like, まあそっか。
I guess I'm still 若い too then. I'll take that.
Yeah, we're still 若い。 So ね、でも本当にバニガルニュース爆笑問題のおかげで、ここまで来て来年10周年だから5月だよね。だからあと半年で10年。 So
their show is I think just the best show in, you know, like I just love their show.
Yeah,
you know, it's just and they're so, you know, they talk like real people. They express themselves. They're not afraid to say things that are ridiculous or edgy, or, you know, it's very free. Yeah. And so refreshing still.
Nah, I know. So I love it. I always love the intro.
Yeah.
やっぱずっと変わらないでやってくれるっていうのはすごいありがたいよね。あの、同じ風にバイリンガルニュースのことを言ってくれる人たちもたくさんね、いて本当にありがたいけど、なんか、あの、I have, there's this radio show, this Korean radio show that I've been listening to every single day because they release it every single day. And これが終わったら、そう、なんかラジオ局の番組で多分、1時間ちょいあるんだけど、毎日毎日放送してて、まあ週6日ぐらいかな、7日はないかな、さすがに分かんないけど、でもありがたすぎてさ、これ終わったら私は何を聞けばいいんだろうみたいな。まあリビルドとかもさ好きだから、もう出た瞬間に聞いてるけど、これもなくなっちゃったらすごい寂しいけどさ、リビルドだって宮川さん一人だから、宮川さんがもうやめたってなったら終わっちゃうわけじゃん、
right.
だから終わったら寂しいだろうなとか。
I mean that's true for most of these shows, I think. Even like 爆笑問題, it kind of has to be them, you know. You can't really have like, you know, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah. But I mean likeThere's going to be a lot of like sponsors and, you know, the station and all kinds of decision makers, right? But when it comes to podcasts, like us or Rebuild, もうやめようってなったらもうやめる。その瞬間に終わりじゃん。
Right.
So I was thinking about this 10周年, and I thought like when we finish Bilingual News, I wonder how that's going to be. Like, are we gonna announce it? Or, I think it depends on the circumstance, but are we gonna announce it, or, you know, 1 week it just stops and we'll never come back, or
oh, that's dark.
Like if, you know, something, we don't know, like if something happens to us, or
right,
you know, if we just decide to move on, and I wonder how that's going to be. And I don't know how people end podcasts, you know?
I don't know.
Podcasts like Serial, where they talk about certain event, then, you know, まあ終わりが来るじゃん. But そうじゃないやつで
I don't see people ending podcasts. I see people starting podcasts.
Right?
Like everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's going to be so many. And there's no way that all of them just keep going. You know, so at some point we will see people ending podcasts. But I really haven't seen it. Like every single one that I've been listening to, even from like 2004 or 5, like... just forever ago, they're still going.
So, 終わってんの聞いたことないか自分自身が。なんか Joe Rogan もそうだし、This American Life とか。I've been listening to this thing called Criminal. それもなんか別に終わるような感じじゃないし。
When's the first time you heard of it? Actually, I think 2000 podcast. I think 2006 is too early. I don't remember when. Like I first became very familiar with like RSS and what it was probably in like 2008, 2007 maybe? I don't know. Do you remember?
No. So, like, 終わりみんなどうすんのかな?みんなというか。急になくなるのかさ、来週で最後ですみたいな感じの人もいるんだろうけど。
I don't know. I've never seen it.
But there's gonna be an answer, you know. So that's kind of weird to think about.
I mean, yeah, nothing lasts forever. Unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, the whole world is just made of quicksand.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, sad and beautiful and makes us appreciate things. So maybe it's a good thing. I don't know.
そうね。おしまい。来週もあります、ちゃんと。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。